What is wrong with a purely platonic relationship between genders? Is it itself asur or just a prevention for arayas? If both sides are stringent about shomer negia but enjoy each other's company, what is asur about that? Where is that stated? Is it the rabbanan only or deraisa? One always hears that arayas and negia are asur. If talking is an outright isur, why is this topic rarely addressed? Why do few of us singles know where such an isur is stated? What if a female is in the friendship for the spiritual growth, i.e. divrei Torah, kiruv, etc., or to help out the other who is in trouble either physically or spiritually, i.e. depressed? What if the male serves the girl as a mentor and is obviously very frum and Torahic? I thank the Rav for his time in addressing these questions. I've been looking for these answers for some time and have not yet received a complete answer. So many frum girls I know have been looking for such answers. I eagerly await the Rav's reply. Anonymous from the USA. If you look in Rav Moshe Feinstein's Chuvis, Evan Ha'ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simon Samach, there he has a somewhat lengthy tshuva about the problems of so-called platonic relationships and the various prohibitions that can be involved. And again, for a woman, perhaps it is possible to have a purely platonic relationship with a member of the other sex, but you should know that for men that is a very, very rare thing, and there always are sexual overtones and various thoughts and actions that come from those thoughts that involve very serious prohibitions, aside from the fact that just having that relationship lends itself to grow into things that where there are prohibitions, and therefore the social minig amongst frum yidden is to avoid social contact until it has implications for serious marriage considerations. Take a look at the tshuva of Rav Moshe, or have someone, a teacher or whatever, go over it with you if you can't go through it yourself.